Hey everyone, and welcome to your Thursday, May 17th Jumpcast, the only manga podcast that was not prepared with an opening joke. I'm your host this week, Mike Lemieux. Joining me is regular Greg John and guest Robin Van Gilder.
Gentlemen.
Hello. Not joining us this week is Imran Khan, who is somewhere. I don't actually know what he's doing.
Yeah, he made clear to us that he wasn't going to be here, but he never bothered to fill us in with the details.
I'm just
going to
assume it's a vision quest of some kind.
Probably.
So, yeah, I don't know when this is going to go up or what quality it's going to be, but I'm trying my best here.
So you apologize ahead of time.
Staticky and terrible. It's because of Q.
Yeah, basically. So,
everything ever is your fault.
It'll be fine. I can't imagine this is too hard. I mean, Imran does it. Okay, so first we were going to talk about this brand new Jump Squared manga that just came out called Kenshin or something.
Yeah, it's something. I don't think I've ever heard of it before.
No, sounds
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, some obscure thing that nobody's ever heard of, I'm sure.
Something something Hidokiri Batosai.
Oro?
Oro.
Anyway, basically, it's a monthly one, so we're not going to be discussing this every week. But
the first chapter is out, or something.
The first chapter is out of a reboot of Rurouni Kenshin, which is a classic one that I'm sure a lot of people saw on Toonami back in the day.
Yes, iconic.
Oda, the guy who makes One Piece, used to work on this as one of the underlings. So
I think I read somewhere that wasn't true.
No, that's definitely true.
It is?
It's definitely, yeah. In fact,
there's a transvestite character in the later chapters that he suggested, so.
Oh, really?
I wasn't aware of that. They do have the One Piece Jolly Roger logo thing on a bomb.
That's right. Okay, that's right. The one thing that wasn't true was Hero, the fairy tale
guy.
Yeah, that's not true. Okay.
Yeah. And I was the one who was suckered with that, and you corrected me on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was too, because... Well, they do look really similar.
They look
so.
Really similar.
And that's on purpose, apparently.
Okay, so anyway, kind of a reboot, remake of Kenshin?
Yeah, and this first chapter, I mean, obviously, since it's a monthly one, the chapters are longer, so it'll be more equivalent to anybody who read Full Metal Alchemist. It'll be about those sort of lengths, so 40-something pages. But and it's, your basic origin story where he's finding the dojo again. However, they've kind of reworked some of the stuff, so it's almost a combination of that initial story and then also the thing where there's the guy, I'm trying to remember what their names were. Robin, maybe you might be able to remember, but it ended with the fight with the Gatling gun.
Oh, Kanryu.
Wait,
yeah.
It gets that far in the first chapter?
It doesn't include the other stuff. Like, there's other characters who are skipped over, and it's not like there was the underlings that before the Gatling gun, but it's kind of like it has that plot line with the modern weaponry tied into the person trying to take over the dojo.
So it's kind of Kenshin abridged.
Pretty much, yeah.
At least so far.
Yeah. Hmm. Like, it has an intro thing where it shows some of the fighting back in the day, and there's lots of blood, and then, Kenshin is basically walking through the road, and the Yahiko grabs him because he's carrying around a sword, so they assume that he is the person who's supposed to be fighting in this gambling thing in their dojo. And the plot line is that, is it Korea? Is that how it's pronounced? The female?
Oh, Kaoru?
Yeah,
Kaoru, yeah. It's the last name for the style that I was thinking of. Anyway, Kaoru is basically in a thing where she's in debt to a banker who owns the dojo, and the banker sets up this gambling thing where if she can win 10 battles in a row, then he will give her the dojo. And she was supposed to be fighting the Batosai, who was a stand-in, in the 10th one, who was obviously going to beat her and set her back to square one sort of thing. Yahiko sees Kenshin walking around with the sword in the street and assumes that he is the guy who's supposed to be doing this, because Yahiko is working for the banker at this point, and grabs him, and then they kind of have a faux battle where Kenshin doesn't actually draw his sword, and all the people who are gambling on it get pissed off, and it turns out that the entire logic behind it is the banker is intending to, gather up all of these old dojos and store his weaponry in them, because that's a place that nobody will look, because nobody cares about the dojos anymore. that's his master plan. But anyway, you know, battles happen. They beat up the banker, and then it basically has a splash page where it shows a whole bunch of future enemies, some of which are familiar, sort of thing. So, you know, it's basically laying the groundwork, getting a whole lot of the old stuff taken care of, because most of the people who are reading this are probably already familiar with the plot line.
Yeah.
Setting up the future stuff.
I'm wondering with how fast and loose it seems to be going with this, like, how long do you think this is going to last? Is this going to be like a year-long thing? Like a few chapters? Or, well, I guess monthly.
It might be.
I don't know.
What I expect is this is kind of... Everybody who's reading this thing at the outset that's familiar with Kenshin is going to be expecting them to, let's do the stuff that we've seen before. And it wouldn't surprise me if he's going to kind of speed and play fast and loose with a lot of those things, and then jump forward to some new storylines that he had in mind, or some of the stuff that was in the OVAs or something like that, the people who just watched the anime or just read the manga might not have seen, and then do new stuff at a slower pace.
Okay, new stuff would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Monthly, though. Yeah. So.
But yeah, so it's monthly, so this will not be a regular discussion. It'll be one every four episodes, give or take.
And we'll probably just mention it.
Shout out to Dark Dragoon on Plat for pointing out that had been released, because I was not aware of that earlier today.
Yeah, I'd heard about it, but I didn't know it was out either.
Well, yeah, no, it's one of the things that's going to be, or actually, that is the one that's replacing Bakuman on Shonen Jump Alpha, which I guess they're just going to be releasing that monthly as well. I don't know.
I think they're going to have something else to replace that slot, I guess.
I don't know. This week was the final Bakuman chapter in Shonen Jump Alpha. Well,
hopefully they don't do something weird like split every Kenshin chapter into four and do that.
The way that it was paced, I do not think that's what's going to happen.
No, that wouldn't make any sense.
Viz doesn't do that kind of stuff anymore, thankfully.
And then they're just going to prove you wrong.
Oh, I hope not.
So anyway, Robin had also wanted to discuss something that's not a regular one in here. He is an aficionado of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah, you could say that. I've read...
So sell us on it. What is this series?
Okay, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is basically a series where any sort of power, like, you know, sort of ability or thing that you could think of is probably been used. And it's just like, okay, people have these psychic abilities called stands, and they manifest in any way, usually as like a person wearing a weird costume at first, and then they can do basically anything. Like, they can appear as another sun in the sky, or they can just like beat people up really good, or they can shoot out rainbows that turn people into snails, you know, stuff like that.
Logical,
and it's just
stuff.
Really, 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 really crazy. And I don't know, it's just really entertaining, and it's been running since like 1987, I think.
Isn't it the same?
So this is longer than Berserk then.
Oh yeah.
But it's
has it actually been releasing that entire time?
Oh yeah, yeah, the entire time.
Wow.
And doesn't it follow like it starts with one guy and like then his descendant, then their descendant, then their descendant? Like this.
Right. It starts in like the late 1800s, and then it's in like the 1930s, and then I think it's in like the 80s. That's the most famous one where like stands and the psychic powers and stuff were introduced. At first, it was actually pretty standard, you know, just sort of fighting manga about vampires. And then the second one was about super vampires that eat vampires, like vampires eat humans. And they can shoot, the vampires can shoot blood vessels out of their hands, and they use those to suck the blood out of people. It's
when did they start throwing steamrollers at each other? That's
part three, where the main villain, who was a vampire, and then comes back to life because his head was discovered and put on the body of the protagonist from the first series.
you're doing a very, very good job of selling me on this.
Oh, yeah, and then so the latest one is Steel Ball Run. Well, actually, that's not the latest one anymore, but it's still being translated. And that one starts out as just like, for like the first 20 chapters or so, it's just about horse racing. Like, there's this all this stuff about the techniques of horse racing and jockeys and stuff, and it's about this cross-country race. And then about 20 chapters in, I guess he just decided he'd had enough of that sort of thing and started introducing stands and stuff again.
So it was just, I'm bored, I want to do a horse racing manga. Nah, no I don't.
Yeah. Like, I guess he just got really into that for a while and then just sort of dropped... Well, he doesn't drop the race aspect, but stops talking about horses so much at a certain point.
So are the protagonists, like, from each generation named JoJo?
Yeah, that's the whole... That's the idea, yeah. So the first one is Jonathan Joestar, and then Joseph Joestar, and then Jotaro Kujo, because moves to Japan, because, you know, manga. And then was Josuke Higashikata. That's actually from the one that I haven't read, because the translation is really bad, part four. And then the next one is Giorno Giovanna.
Ooh.
And that one's set in Italy, which is apparently also something that creator is really into for some reason.
So in other words, he was a huge fan of the Assassin's Creed games.
Oh no, this was back in like 2002.
Well no, I'm just expecting that he enjoyed them.
Oh yeah, probably.
He's an Italophile.
Yeah. And then in part 6, Jolene Kujo, and then after that part, the universe is destroyed and reset. And the image of the main villain, like, he wins and gets the ability to accelerate time to the point where entropy destroys the universe, and then he can recreate it as he sees fit, but he still dies at the end somehow. And then that's the universe that Part 7 is set in, which is still Volume 1.
This sounds way crazier than Gurren Lagann, and that was pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy. And this isn't even getting into all the weird stand abilities that they run into.
I know from the fighting game there's, like, dogs and birds that have stands, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Animals have them, too.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I think that this one might actually be able to take the cake from Ear Gear for me.
Yeah.
From your description.
Are there any presidents in teenage girl bodies in JoJo?
There is the president, is the main villain of the latest one, but he doesn't go into anyone else's body.
Yet.
He has the ability to... Oh, well, I don't know. That's kind of a cool twist. I don't want to spoil it.
Is that president specifically modeled after Barack Obama?
No, this is back in the 1800s again, so...
Oh, okay. So is
what,
it...
It's like Lincoln?
Based off of Abraham Lincoln.
No. He doesn't look anything like Lincoln. He's just the president. It's like the 1890s, so...
President McAdams or something generic?
Yeah, something like... Actually, his name is President Funny Valentine.
What?
And that's the other thing about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is that every single person is named after a band or, like, a clothing brand or something like that, except for the protagonist.
I want to vote Funny Valentine bumper sticker now.
Yeah, and so, like... And this is even going back to, like, the first arc. So, like, the main evil vampires were named Cars and Wham and AC/DC. It's really entertaining.
So it's stuff the author likes, the manga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it's also full of horrifying violence, so there's that, too.
So this is a seinen manga, then, not a shonen.
Well, it was in Shonen Jump until 2004.
Yeah, because they were in Jump Superstars for the DS. I remember that.
Yeah. So it's only like with the most recent part that it's actually moved to a monthly schedule and in a seinen manga. So.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that might be worth checking out.
Yeah, I heartily encourage everyone check out JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
It's bizarre.
It will only take you a few years to get caught up.
Uh-huh.
God, if you think One Piece has a big backlog, try starting from the 80s.
Yeah. For something that was monthly for like 20 years.
Well, you guys feel like moving on to Bleach? Talking about that?
Sure.
I guess.
Oh, it wasn't that bad this week.
Oh, that's true.
So I forgot how freaky their little pet thing looks.
Yeah, well, did it have a name previously, or is this the first time that we've actually heard the name?
I think they told us the name before, yeah.
Okay.
It sounded familiar. It didn't strike me as new.
Yeah. Aion.
But
oh, yeah, that's right. They're Spanish, so it would be,
Spanish,
it would be a double L.
Well, and also the other translation had it as that, so...
Oh, okay.
So the thing that surprised me this chapter is this thing did a pretty good job of beating up the Quincy guy.
Well, like I said, it took lieutenants to pieces before, so.
Yeah, isn't this the thing that, like, tore someone in half at one point?
Yeah, tore out a chunk of the...
Rangiku?
Yeah,
her
that's
side.
Right.
So, it does a number on guy whose name I can't remember.
No, I don't remember.
Looks like Heinrich Himmler.
Yeah, the Quincy with the Renegon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, after that, it cuts back to Soul Society. And
where the invasion is not actually happening yet, apparently.
Okay. Question. The other little kid that Ichigo rescued, is that a girl? I can't tell.
I think that they're both girls, yes.
Okay. I really couldn't tell. And then they talked about going to the bathroom together, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're both girls. And then basically they're there to get a quick re-explanation of how the entire Soul Quincy thing works for people who are either new to the series or more likely didn't remember from way back in the first 10 chapters.
From way back when Ishida first showed up.
And they,
way back at the beginning.
They had to introduce a new Shinigami just for exposition. And like give him a name and everything.
Mr. Exposition.
Kajomaru Hidetoma.
And then I just like the argument of, but this is war, and war is when both sides are just.
Yeah, that's
kind of get what he's going for there, where like they both think they're just, but like the Quincy's are like they're going to cause the apocalypse, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like they're kind of the objective bad guys in this one.
It's not like,
and then even more like apply that to the real world. The Nazis were technically just because World War II was actually a war, you know? Like,
whoa,
that was
not.
That was either poorly phrased.
That's what
he's
saying, though.
I know. The thing here, though, is they act like the Quincy's have to kill Hollows, but they don't. They can just not do that. And they I don't know.
And then everything's fine.
But if they
fine.
Didn't do that, then they wouldn't be Quincy's.
I mean, theoretically, the Shinigami are doing a good enough job on their own, so I don't get
But doesn't Ishida's dad just sort of not do it?
Yeah, he's a doctor. That pays way better than being a Quincy.
You're not stuck in a, world where it's night constantly. You don't get fruity wing costumes.
So after,
weird looking eyes.
Yeah, so after that weird, just exposition dump.
Then it goes back to the fighting.
Yeah, and basically it's like, oh, we beat the Quincy. Oh no, wait, he's actually totally fine. And he kills one of the girls, and then like cracks his neck and says he's gonna finish it. So.
And says he needs to strengthen their blood. Or
Blut.
Oh, I'm sorry, Blut. Because, yeah.
Let's find out what that stands for.
Yeah.
In case you haven't gotten that it is, German.
So, is it just me or is that guy's neck, like, totally broken and he just, like, sticks his head back on?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, are these guys, like, unkillable zombies or something?
I don't know.
I mean,
they're just sort of generically super powerful, I
guess.
And
creepy.
Yeah. The thing about him stabbing her is, like, don't Hollows have, like, that super fast regeneration thing? I thought
some of them do. Not all of them do.
Oh, huh.
Remember, there was that entire thing about how, certain ones were stronger than others because they put a certain amount of their... They allocated a certain number of their experience points to, defense or offense or regeneration.
Yeah.
They dumped enough points into that stat.
Uh-huh. Exactly. No, like, that's basically the way that it was explained was, as they were growing, this is what I focused on, so...
Yeah, I remember that now.
I'm a rogue, so, I'm quicker.
It's going to turn out that the only way to kill... Because vampires are so popular in popular culture now, the only way to kill them is going to be, like, stake through the heart or decapitation.
Would it be awesome if they were, like, Bount Quincy's or something?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I hate you now. For reminding me of that arc.
That arc wasn't...
So terrible.
It wasn't that bad.
The premise wasn't bad.
I liked the bad guy. He was pretty cool.
The implementation, in terms of the quality of animation and whatnot, was atrocious.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
was the main thing.
I got pretty janky there at times.
And also, that wasn't the best bleach filler idea either. I actually did enjoy the concept. They dragged it on too long.
The
Zanpakuto
thing?
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
That was a
No,
neat
I didn't
idea.
see that one.
Bleach
I
has
stopped watching after the Bound arc.
Bleach has
Yeah, no,
okay
that
filler.
the concept of the filler arc is that there was, well, what it ends up being is that there is another Zanpakuto that basically, you know how there's that entire thing with inside of the people there, they can communicate with their Zanpakuto, and there is kind of an avatar that appears that is what they communicate with.
Oh yeah.
It
But they've only showed
basically
two.
caused, like, it was kind of like a hypnosis of the Zanpakuto that caused them to rebel against their owners. So the Shinigami weren't able to use their swords, and their own swords were using their abilities against them.
Huh, that
And
sounds pretty cool.
it allowed Kubo to design a ton of new people.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Most
Because
of
I
which were
remember.
kind of neat, although I did not like Renji's
Oh,
was
you didn't like the large-breasted gorilla woman and the little lolly snake?
Snake Kid? No.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
The manga was just like
Yeah,
a
no, they
baboon.
got away from the actual baboon and snake, which was a neat thing because obviously that thing couldn't exactly hold a sword.
Right. And
So, yeah.
they just explain it away at some point of like, no, we look like this now.
Yeah.
That's.
They just kind of like, yeah, this is what we look like. But the rest of them, they were
Yeah.
really neat
That
looking.
was the most offensive thing in that thing, and it's not even that bad, so.
Well, that's really
They
weird
just
because
kind of
that's like.
dragged it on way too long, and then once the arc had finished, they were kind of like, yeah, and then we're gonna have these things stick around from no more for no apparent reason for another half season.
Oh, kind of like those other mod souls after the
Yes,
Bound arc,
exactly.
who just
Oh,
show
God.
up in every arc and like do nothing but like
Yeah.
try to fight the bad guy and then lose, and then so we can get another filler episode in there.
Oh, we need to stop talking about Bleach filler.
Okay.
This is just depressing me now. So, this
Yeah.
chapter, what do you think is going to happen next? Just he's going to
Oh,
one
well,
shot the
next
monster?
chapter.
My
The.
previous predictions didn't come true, so I'm going to stick with them because it basically, you know, we're kind of at the exact same point.
I bet the last page of next chapter is Ichigo going Bankai after this guy has killed the monster. Like
Yeah,
just
probably.
that
That
simple.
seems reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. Either that or something interesting will happen, and we'll actually get to see the invasion, and it'll be great.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, probably
Yeah,
not.
I like how like there was all the talk about, oh, but you know, it seems like with the invasion and everything, he's moving so fast, so obviously he has to be finishing before the end of the year. And then after this past chapter, I'm kind of like, yeah, no.
Yeah, you're talking
Yeah,
about me,
like
aren't you?
literally nothing happened.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why I said this could take 2 years, and I wasn't joking.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
So, I guess transitioning from that into something that's going, I don't know, not really moving plot forward, but being really awesome, Beelzebub.
Oh yeah, it was great this week.
It was.
It was incredibly entertaining. Sorry, I was looking up. I was trying to find a collage image of the Zanpakuto for
I was writing down the
Robin to
timestamp that
see.
we talked about Beelzebub.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was quiet.
Oh, I didn't
But yeah,
realize
no.
I
So
was supposed to
it
talk
was
about it.
a throwaway one self-inclusive
It
chapter,
was
but it was highly entertaining.
almost filler, but I loved it. It was great.
Really, really funny.
So basically, Beel gets a toy car from his dad, who wanted an Amigo game.
Yep.
So did you guys have this image of the Demon Lord that he was going to be like this big imposing figure?
I think he'll
Not
eventually be that.
really.
And he's
Well, I mean, he still could be, but he's just kind of flaky.
Yes, he's as dumb as everybody else in this manga.
Yeah. I like how the Demon Express mail's telephone number or whatever is 666666666.
Yes. And so
Yep.
this package just comes smashing in the room and little delivery nymph or whatever signs for it, comments on Hilda's boobs, and then tries to leave.
But then Oga gets her to fix the window.
Yes. So Beel's got like this little what were those things called when we were kids?
I don't remember.
Power
Power
Wheels.
Wheels, yes.
Power Wheels,
Yes. Oh,
yes.
I wanted one of those so
Oh,
bad.
man. Me too.
I didn't actually have one myself, although I did get to help take one apart.
Really?
My
What?
neighbors
Yeah,
had one.
did you change the
This is
oil
going to
or
be getting
something?
off on the most ridiculous tangent ever, but
Well, it is Beelzebub.
in like this Odyssey of the Mind, which is a competition thing which we did back in elementary school and that sort of thing. It's an international thing, but anyway, for one of the long-term projects, we had this entire thing where we had to design a thing to move around a field where there's some predetermined goals to get to and pick stuff up. And we had to design a vehicle that had two different methods of propulsion. And the people inside of the vehicle were not allowed to touch the ground. And what we did was we basically took the engine and the front wheels and everything like that, or sorry, and the rear wheels and everything like that of a power wheel thing, and put in a secondary motor pedal thing into it using the rear wheels, like that the pedals went back to it. And so that was the method of transportation for the two things. We also added in like a truck bed, so the second person could be sitting in the back and be grabbing the stuff. And
so
it was a lot of fun.
You tricked out your power wheel.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
So, anyway, speaking of power sources, this one turns out to be powered by his demonic power, which apparently works away from Oga now.
Well, only when he's not paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, because he's a demon prince and has a ton of energy, the car just goes shooting off.
Mm-hmm.
Like going regular car speeds.
Smashes through a wall.
So the thing, yeah, you guys remember that Oga dies if Beale gets too far away from him?
Yes.
I didn't remember that at all until this chapter reminded me.
Oh, you didn't remember when they were like testing out how far he could go by just repeatedly shocking Oga over and over?
That was admittedly pretty early in the series, and Robin's been reading this much longer than we have. So.
Oh, yeah, I've been
what
reading
do you mean
it
we?
Since...
I started with number one.
Yeah, me too.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. We got in on the ground floor of something great.
Yeah.
So basically the whole chapter is just the antics of chasing down Beelzebub.
Yeah. He joins a gang. And
he doesn't join a gang. He starts leading a gang.
Well, yeah, he starts
and he has awesome sunglasses.
Yeah.
And then the punchline of the whole chapter is Oga beats up the gang and one of the guys knows him. The end.
I think...
Have we seen Hilda's, demon...
Bird.
Pterodactyl bird thing before?
I don't think so.
I think we have seen it, but it was like in the demon world.
And so
it
wasn't
like
her controlling
back...
it. It was just that one of them existed, sort of
well,
thing.
Well, no, I think that was that's another thing from like way early on was that she used one of those things, but I don't know.
Still,
it was familiar.
Still, she had a pterodactyl that she was riding around on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked how Beale... goes under a bus and it makes the car into a convertible. Like gets rid of the windshield and he shouts back at the car to tell it look where he's going.
Yeah, it's just great.
I could do with a few more of these types of chapters. Just the wacky adventures of Beelzebub.
Yeah, that's the great thing. You know, people were wondering in a thread somewhere how, you know, what was going to happen next, and it's just, you know, could be literally anything.
Exactly. There is no way to accurately predict what is going to happen in this series.
There is as good a chance that Beale will enter a cooking competition as, you know, the story will move forward. There's just
no what you're saying
predict.
Is, yeah. Next chapter we're going to start a Beelzebub Toriko crossover?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's no way to predict, except when I totally predicted the twist of where that guy's power was coming from.
Oh yeah, you were the one that got it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there.
How long have you been waiting to rub that in our faces?
Anyway.
Anyway, funny chapter, but we can't really... I mean, there's not much to discuss or to predict on, because it's just,
yeah,
it's just
was,
random antics.
Regularly, it was completely entertaining, but, you know, it was kind of a one-off, and there's nothing, unless we want to, you know, speculate on the significance of what is going to happen with the car, or with
oh.
Hilda's pterodactyl, or, you know.
Those things are never going to be seen again. The best part of this chapter, really, is Beale flipping off the car that almost
yeah.
runs him over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
excellent. So, Naruto, also pretty good, I guess. I called it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Jutsu.
Yes.
Illusion.
It's all according to Kikaku. Something.
And now he is stuck in a very, very, very short Groundhog Day.
Yeah, yep. So basically the chapter is Kabuto attacking Itachi just over and over again in exactly the same way.
Yep. And getting his horn cut off.
Yep. The horn that he already got cut off. So the thing that seemed to be the trigger for it seems like it was the crow, like touching the crow feather, maybe?
I thought it was, well, I don't know.
Well, no, I assumed that it was when he stabbed him and you saw the eye go different.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
So this seems to be a form of genjutsu that does not require eye-to-eye contact.
I think it's through the vibrations in the sword, like I said before, but I don't know.
He somehow got Kabuto into a loop.
Because Kabuto established in the last chapter that you can do genjutsus with things other than, you know, sight.
Yeah, with the sound, so.
Yeah. Rather, didn't establish, it was more reminded.
I mean,
did they done that before? But
I thought that the same character that he was aping on that did it with the flute had done it before.
She had ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
She had ghosts or something, and she got him in genjutsu, and...
Yeah. I remember that. What was the sound for?
Yes, Tayuya.
Tayuya.
Yes.
I don't know.
So anyway, do you think we're going to get 8 chapters of this where it's going to be the exact same thing over and over, but with slightly different angles?
Oh, no.
I bet they do that in the anime. Oh. So gangbusters!
I see what you did there.
Yes. Took you a second?
Yes. I was going to say no. Why would they? Oh. I said it last week that I wanted the chapter to end this way, and I just love the ending of just comatose Kabuto standing there as he's just reliving this infinite loop. I mean, yeah. Not quite the ironic defeat that I was expecting.
Oh, for some reason I was thinking that, what's it called? I was thinking that last frame was also inside of the jutsu, and he was getting pissed off and was basically just standing there because there was nothing else he could do.
No, I think it's the reveal that all that's happening is he's just standing there.
Yeah.
As this is going on in his head.
So then I think that the assumption from this point is that the only way that he's going to be able to get out of the jutsu is to release the seal thing, making Itachi go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say,
Theodore
like...
Theodore Tensei.
Yeah. I was going to say just blackmail, but that works better.
Yeah. So now the question is whether he can do it quickly enough for Sasuke to get his answers or not.
Well, I bet next chapter they start talking about stuff because, you know, Kabuto's not a threat anymore.
Yeah, or we'll finally jump to a different one or something like that, maybe?
So the problem is, though, is that once he releases the Edo Tensei and Itachi goes away, he's totally fine and Sasuke is still there and has to contend with Dragon Kabuto.
Yeah, but I bet they start working together after Itachi goes away.
Sorry about that.
Because then Sasuke is just going to get crazy again.
Or they decide to completely tie him up in some way and have a whole bunch of explosive seals and all that sort of stuff around him so that the instant he moves, Sasuke sets it off and he just goes up in a nuclear explosion. It's not like there aren't ways that they could deal with this.
I mean, yeah, Itachi's not just going to leave Sasuke with, you know, psychopathic snake guy.
Well, he might not have a choice, depending on how quickly he releases it.
Actually, you're right.
He just crumbles away, you know.
I bet we get some exposition between Sasuke and Itachi next chapter.
I bet it's unsatisfying to Sasuke, and he still ends up hating the Leaf Village.
And he ends up having to go confront Naruto and to find out the answers, and he assumes that that means he has to kill Naruto.
Yep.
So, he's going to just totally misunderstand whatever Itachi says, and...
Uh-huh. He's going to end up working with Kabuto.
That seems like it's the only way that we can satisfactorily have the Sasuke-Naruto fight that everybody knows is going to happen.
But what if it doesn't happen?
It's going to happen.
But what if it doesn't?
Really weird. That would be really weird.
Now that Imran isn't here to depress us all with Dragon Sasuke's talk, you know, we can discuss.
No, see, now he can train with Kabuto and actually get it for, you know, legitimate.
Oh. That's what I get for bringing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I
see. That's why Sasuke is going to go away with Kabuto and visit the human bone forest or what have you, and learn the Sage Mode. And then he's going to come back after Naruto defeats Madara, and they'll have their final showdown.
Nah, he's going to defeat Kabuto, but he's now aware of this ability and what it can do, and it's going to end up. That's what that scroll that Sui gets to found and is going to have to deal with that. And so then he's going to go off and get it.
I forgot about Sui Getsu. Oh, yeah. Probably exactly like Kishimoto did. Yeah. So I don't know. I enjoyed this chapter because I like seeing bad things happen to Kabuto now.
Yeah. It was an enjoyable chapter. It moved the plot forward, finally, as opposed to being in the constant, well, we can't hurt one another of that fight.
I totally expect the thing that you predicted of him having to release the Edo Tensei to get out of the jutsu.
Yeah, because the only way to make it go away is to make the source of it go away, and the only way that he can do that is to release it.
Which is a pretty good plan, actually.
Yeah.
Finally a good plan in Naruto. Okay, so...
No, it turns out that the only way to actually release the jutsu is to, you know, take on his true form and make his nose grow.
I thought we'd be able to get through Naruto without... So...
You knew I had to bring it up, given how much you love it.
So, One Piece.
Was very good this week.
Yeah.
Like, super good.
So, yeah.
First of all, cover page. Ivankov is back in the Okama Kingdom, looks like.
Yep.
Well, he's been back there.
Has he?
Yeah,
has
no. He? Maybe that was... I actually have been watching the anime occasionally, but
I think Sanji
does
mention.
He didn't train, but he like was involved in Sanji's training.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that was on that other island. That wasn't in Impel Down or anything.
Yeah, no, it was on the Okama Island.
Yeah, that's where it shows Ivankov.
Yeah.
I thought he was.
No, he's not in Impel Down.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
So, this chapter starts. Is Brownbeard actually dead? Do you guys think?
I think
so. Yeah, looks like it.
Man. The red
and the body count starts rising once more.
New world is serious business.
Unimportant characters can die. It's a whole new ballgame.
Well, no. The first person to die in One Piece was an unimportant character.
But Bellamy?
No, before that, actually. There was one of the Mr. Number people that the Marines had captured, and the other members of Baroque Works killed him so that he wouldn't give away information. The Marines comment about it.
Oh, yeah, that was, Mr. Six or something like that?
Yeah, I just happened to remember that from conversations of, no one dies in One Piece, and that was the first person that anybody could come up with that died in something other than a flashback.
But this is a dude that had backstory and got shot on screen and is dead.
Well, he didn't really get shot on screen. It's not like we saw his head explode or anything.
Not
that
would have
been really dark for One Piece.
Yeah, just all of a sudden this big bloody two-page spread.
One Piece just
and then they
super
move it
dark.
To the monthly Seinen magazine.
Yeah,
that was Oda's plan the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he's going to get more time with his kid. Is it's going to shift to it? It's going to turn really dark and turn into a monthly comic.
Okay, real quick. Last week I watched a video of Oda drawing One Piece. That dude is crazy talented. Like, he just whips out a perfect Luffy in, 30 seconds.
Well, he has been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, it was, it looked like it was from a Jump Festa, and it was great when people were asking him questions, because it's like, who's your inspiration for coloring? And he's like, no one really. It's like, well, are there any techniques you use from other people? And he's like, no, I just use my own techniques.
I've kind of developed this stuff over the course of, over a decade.
It was just great that every one of his answers was basically like, nah, I'm just awesome. Okay, so...
I'm a prodigy. I am Eiji from Bakemon.
So, this week's chapter, Frankie in Chopper's body and Luffy go off to save Nami.
Yes.
And the best part is that Chopper gives Frankie a couple of the Rumble Balls, and Frankie just immediately eats them and turns into Monster Chopper.
And has absolutely no control over it at all, and so he just decides to attack Luffy, so he chases Luffy all the way back to the place.
I love that under attack of Monster Chopper, Luffy does not break off the escape plan and just continues with the monster attacking him the entire time.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Leaving a trail of destruction in their wake.
Following the footsteps. I loved how the Yeti Cool Brothers refer to everything as cool.
Well, one of them does. Scotch, yeah. I think. It's weird.
It's pretty cool.
One of them looks human, and one of them looks like a monster from the silhouettes.
Huh? They both look like monsters.
No, I think it's just the angle.
Oh, maybe.
You get the profile of the one, so you see the nose, and the other one, you're just seeing the eyes.
I guess. We find out, though, that they kidnapped Nami because they want the Vegapunk laser out of Frankie for some reason.
Well, we found that out a couple of chapters ago because Caesar told them to capture him alive.
Hmm.
Because remember, that's how they broke out of the prison in the first place. They blew up the door.
Right. Okay, that's when they figured it out.
Yeah.
So he's using it. He's obviously going to use it to build some kind of bomb, since that's his thing.
Right. I guess?
Maybe.
I don't know.
He's got an evil plan.
You'd think that someone who could just sort of make poison gas wouldn't need to develop technology like this, but
if he's gonna...
whatever.
So Nami as Frankie is probably my favorite part of this chapter, because she keeps going on about how cute she is and how nice, what a nice body she has, which causes the Mighty Cool Brothers to think that Frankie is an Okama. Fantastic.
Technically, I guess it is now.
Yeah.
Kinda.
The moments, kind of. Then, anyway, Luffy takes care of the traps.
Yes.
Uses some of those new powers that he has.
Like thinking.
Yes, I like the lock on screen with the with the target symbol when he's
so
actually attempting to purposely redirect stuff instead of bouncing them.
From what I gathered, they shot 5 shots at him. He was able to aim and shoot back each of those shots.
Seems that way.
Which
yeah, and was able to add to their actually further accelerate them.
So send him back and stronger.
Yes,
I like these Luffy upgrades of just fighting better.
Exactly. Yeah. They're reasonable upgrades.
And then Frankie shows up and starts beating up Luffy again.
Yep.
And then throws a giant glacier at one of the other brothers.
Who
are stalactite.
Do you guys find it weird that they're still blacked out, that you can't see their face?
Yeah, it looks like one of them has a gas mask on and the other one doesn't.
I think that's why I thought one of them was kind of a monster. Because
whenever
he's in profile, he's just got this big bulbous thing coming off of his face.
Yeah, I think it's a gas mask. That's why he has those, big open eyes.
Oh, goggles, yeah.
Goggles, yeah.
So, yeah, then Luffy knocks out Frankie with a new attack.
No, it's not new.
Oh, elephant gun? He's used
before? No, we've seen that before. He used it against Hody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... And then the hero of the day steps in and stops the Yeti Cool Brothers from getting away by cutting them in half.
Yes.
Law shows up.
And then one of them tries to attack him with a giant knife.
Yes, a big knife.
Well, no, I think he is attempting to attack him with that because that is the upper half of his body, because that is the one that was just cut in half.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, I know Law's power. It's still pretty gruesome to see people getting cut in half and the top half of their body trying to fight back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we finally get a reveal of what Law's plan is, and it's something I absolutely did not expect.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
They actually managed to throw us for a loop.
Yep. Well, now I'm curious what he's searching for on this island in order to take down one of the four emperors.
Yes, he's inviting Luffy to help him take down an emperor.
Yes. So which one of them do you think it is?
Okay.
I think it's Big Mom.
Yeah, if it's Big Mom, then that's good story progression, with the shadowing. If it's Shanks, then Luffy and Law are going to have
to... Are going to fight.
Yeah. If it's Blackbeard, it's way too early for that.
Right. Yeah.
And if it's Kaido, I don't know, it just seems like he's going to be revealed later.
Yeah, I think it's definitely Big Mom. Because then...
Kind of process of elimination, it has to be.
Yeah, it seems like the natural progression at this point in the story.
Because we just found out about her and saw her... Fishman Island and all that stuff.
Which then, of course, makes you wonder, okay, where is his crew? Maybe Big Mom has them,
could be. Who knows?
Because he has this little speech about how the red line is broken, that you have to basically work under an emperor or get destroyed.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he tried to rebel against the system and lost all of his crew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
Maybe they all got killed.
That could be what drove him to become a Shichibukai. Some form of power. I guess as a Shichibukai, he's actually not allowed to have a crew, is he?
No, some of them have crews. Moria had a crew.
Moria had a crew, and Doflamingo has a big crew.
Doflamingo has a secret crew that nobody knows about.
Blackbeard had a crew.
Blackbeard definitely has a crew.
Blackbeard was hella evil and tried to kill the world government.
Yes, but if, he still had his crew and they were aware of this even when he was a Shichibukai.
I could swear that, there was a thing about Bellamy being the face of the, Smile Pirates or whatever they were called. And, that was just a front because Doflamingo was secretly running it.
Well, no, that was just one of the crews under Doflamingo's
influence
or whatever.
I think that a lot of people got it into their head that, pirates don't have crews anymore because, Shichibukai don't have them because Mihawk doesn't have a crew.
And
he just showed up by himself.
And Kuma, who are both, and they're both loners. That's kind of their thing.
Yeah. And then there was the entire thing where Baroque Works was not exactly a crew of Crocodile. They were kind of a secret organization. So I guess Crocodile didn't have one either. But I mean, it's not what's it called? Why am I blanking on his name now? The fish man.
Oh,
Jinbei.
Jinbei.
Jinbei had a
crew. Oh,
yeah. Before he, you know, turned himself in, he had a crew.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
He still is technically the captain of the Fishman Pirates.
Okay, I guess I just am... Yeah, like you said, most of our experience with Shichibukai was with people that were just, like, hanging out by themselves and didn't have crews.
Yeah, or if they were, you know, in some act of rebellion or acting in secret, so you can construe their having a crew to not necessarily be under the rules. Like, Moria had a crew, but... He was building a zombie army to try and become the pirate king. So,
yeah, I think just it's kind of frowned upon, but not.
Oh yeah, Hancock has a crew.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she totally has a crew.
Yeah.
There you go. Good example. Why did we not come up with that one earlier?
How could we forget about Hancock?
How could you? Oh yeah, I have a theory about Law's plan. He found out that Caesar Clown was making poisoned candy. And he's going to use that to take down Big Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Why did I not make that connection?
They did have that established thing that Big Mom eats candy. So.
Yep.
Okay, that's way too perfect. That has to be what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you're that is totally what's going to happen.
It's a complete waste of foreshadowing if that's not exactly what happens.
Yeah.
And now I'm disappointed because I would have been surprised and gone, oh God, why did I not think of that next week? But you've completely ruined next week's chapter for me. What's wrong with
Thanks,
you?
Thanks, Robin. Jackass. Okay, so there's our speculation.
So there's next week. No. But yeah, so... Yeah, I'm going to guess that Big Mom has his crew.
Yeah,
or
think?
Ate them, or something.
Yeah.
Or is responsible for something happening to them.
Yeah.
Still, what if it's
and
Shanks?
I'm going to guess that this might be the start of... They made such a huge deal about all those supernovas and everything, and then we saw Whitebeard with his, like, allied captains, and it wouldn't surprise me if, towards the end of things, they all end up being kind of...
Bros.
Luffy's allies, with the exception of Kid, because Kid's evil,
actually,
and they're going to have to beat Kid at some point.
Oh, actually, come to think of it, wasn't Kid being attacked by Big Mom last we saw him?
Well, it wasn't attacked, but they were discussing him, so I think he's going to show up in whatever this fight is, and it's going to be the three of them again, but fighting in the new world.
I could swear there was another one of the supernovas that had a run-in with Big Mom. But it wasn't...
I don't think so.
It wasn't Hawking. No, because he took out Brownbeard.
Yeah.
I'm probably just crazy.
Yeah, I don't seem to remember hearing anything like that. Like, oh, there was the entire thing with, you know, the one being captured by the Admiral, Hawking taking up around...
But yeah, you're right. Like, they've had so many cover pages of all the supernovas, and some of them have, you know, shown up and said something literally once. You know, to be getting that kind of attention all the time.
Yeah, I think it's going to end up being kind of the new generation sort of thing, and Luffy is going to end up being, you know, the pirate king.
The Straw Hat Armada.
Yeah. Yes, but he will be, what's the next one up? Admiral?
Yeah. Admiral
Above
Luffy.
Captain, or is it Corporal? Or something, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think Admiral.
Yeah.
Sounds right. Sure,
yeah.
Let's go with that.
Admiral Luffy over the Straw Hat Armada.
You're experts on naval ranks.
Exactly.
Yeah, so good chapter.
But yeah.
I think
good
Robin
week.
Nailed what you know, over after last week, honestly, this was pretty refreshing to actually have four pretty good chapters.
Yeah. All right.
So I guess that'll do it for this non Imran jump cast. I think it went pretty
I really
okay.
Hope that
so obviously it's going to, you know,
yeah,
next week's going to be terrible because he's going to be back, so all the chapters are going to suck, right?
I agree with you, Robin. I really hope someone hears this. I hope this doesn't just sit on my computer as a corrupted file.
Well, we'll find out.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. We'll be back next week. Later. And. Okay, are we ready?
Speaking of
Sure.
Diablo 3, I'm playing it right now.
Stop that. You're going to bring down the internet and...
And that's how we know that that'll explain why Mike and I are the only ones talking for the entire thing, right?
Oh, I can talk and play this at the same time.
Okay, so about 9... Okay, 9... I'm just going to go at 9:50. Okay. Hey, everyone, and welcome to your April 3rd... Okay, we'll try that again.